From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian security officials say more than 300 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack occurred.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill anyone to harm.
No group has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not be unpunished. President Donald Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers. President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. It considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. They have been fighting Turkey since 1984, in a conflict that has left about 40,000 people dead. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Spanish officials are telling VOA covert attempts by Russia to support Catalonia's bid for independence from Spain using disinformation and cyber attacks may be part of a long-term strategy to penetrate and gain control not only of Spain's wealthy northeastern region, but other parts of Europe. Spain and NATO are investigating allegations of so-called robot accounts set up by Russia. This is VOA News.